If you missed voting in Buffalo's school board elections on May 7th, you're not alone. Far from it. So there's something you might not know.
The Buffalo Board of Education spends $1 billion. That's billion with a B. $1 billion every year. The city of Buffalo budget is only about $500,000.
That's Sam Radford III. He's president of the Buffalo District Parent Coordinating Council. And it's true, the Board of Education has way more of your taxpayer dollars at its disposal than the city's general fund, according to its budget. Plus, Radford says, having a standalone election in May is expensive.
We pay $100,000 to have an election to have 3-7% of our taxpayers participating in it.
Radford is part of the Change the Date Coalition, a group of local clergy, parents, and community leaders. As its name suggests, the coalition wants to move Buffalo's school board elections from May to November. Kyrie Stevens from the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus is another member of the group.
The taxpayers really need to understand that this is about having a better Buffalo. It's not just about a certain sector of people who have kids.
The coalition argues that moving the elections would help boost voter turnout, lower costs, and generally strengthen the democratic process. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Philip Rumor disagrees.
What's more important, to have the people that are out voting, which is the parents and the people that really care about education, be the ones to vote, or have it just part of a general election where people just happen to be out there? It's not a question of quantity. It's a question of the quality of the people that are going out to vote.
Coalition member Reverend Dr. William Gillison leads Mount Olive Baptist Church on Buffalo's east side. He says it's no accident that voter turnout has been so historically low for school board elections.
There's a word that's been used here lately, voter suppression. That's it in its height.
There are two bills currently before the New York State Legislature that would move the elections. Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes says she's confident the Assembly will pass its version of the bill before the end of the session on June 19th, but that still leaves the Senate. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.